This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2102. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 2nd, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, International Vacuum, Korea North, Malawi, Malaysia, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Oklahoma, Peru, Solomon Islands, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Western Sahara, receiver reviews, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, Afghanistan and non. Tibor Gal in Hungary reports, on August 24th, the Hungarian news agency, referring to the Ukrainian news agency, says Radio Liberty's Afghanistani workers were evacuated by Ukrainian airplanes, but there were other staff besides Radio Liberty. Kai Ludwig points out some other stories. VOAnews.com, headline, U.S. lawmakers push Biden to evacuate U.S. AGM journalists and families. And dated August 26th from Washington Monthly, the journalists for U.S. media getting left behind in Afghanistan. It's by Lauren Wolf, starting out, hundreds of employees for a federal agency that broadcasts news are stranded in the war-torn country, and the government won't say what is being done to get them to safety. One group that surprisingly has hundreds of staffers and their families stranded in the country is the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which runs the pro-democracy Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. 67 members of Congress sent President Biden a bipartisan letter saying these staffers are being forgotten. We stress that the 550 U.S. AGM employees and their families are no different from journalists you have already doggedly worked to evacuate, the letter reads. Well, that was as of August 25th, and we don't have any further word about this matter. As for Afghan International TV on shortwave radio, it started out on 7600, 24 hours, but via at least two different transmitter sites. Ivanov updates this as of August 31 about their additional test frequency, 7590, via Armenia. It was heard until 1434, and according to IBB monitoring, it started at 1000 UT. However, from 14 to 15, it was clashing co-channel with North Korea Reform Radio via Uzbekistan, also on 7590. While the original frequency for the Afghan TV service, 7599.8 variable, via Uzbekistan, was heard parallel to the other one with a 10-second delay. It's supposedly scheduled from 0230 until 1430. September 1st at 1452 UT, another week, another Wednesday, with no signal from LRA 36 Antarctica, 15476 via Brazil remote receiver. So I wonder if their season could be over. It was last heard Sunday, August 8th, concluding a five-day straight marathon, after which they made excuses due to weather. We'll keep checking just in case they appear on the previously scheduled days of Wednesdays and Saturdays around 14 until 16. Aussie Tim Gaynor had supposedly given up on shortwave for his unique radio, but it was heard again on 3210 USB by Matt Francis, also in New South Wales. He says around 0540 UT, a fair signal, with ZZ Top as part of a test transmission. I then rechecked the website, www.uniqueradio.biz, and there was nothing at all about shortwave, even testing, but it was labeled as 2SG, as if that were a real Aussie call sign, but it's also the name of an unrelated business found in a search. Alan Pennington then found something from Unique Radio on Twitter, indicating they were testing on the air that evening until about 13 UT. Then on August 29th, we heard direct from Aussie Tim saying, I've reverted the name back to Unique Radio Australia. It no longer says 2SG on the website. And it was still being heard that next day, August 29th, by Craig Seeger in New South Wales at 0616. Radio Onda is a station based in Belgium, transmitted from the Netherlands, but featuring Brazilian music. At the British Jazz Club, Harald Kuhl in Germany says he heard from the session that they have a new antenna planning to use 9520 kilohertz, and it's ready. They're waiting for the transmitter to arrive, 400 to 500 watts, but enough to cover most of Europe. Meanwhile, they are active on 6140, where he was hearing them August 29th at 1450 with Brazilian music. Wolfgang Büschel points out they had registered with HFCC 9530 for 24 hours, but they've changed that to 9520. A Brazilian is being heard again on 4925. It may have been inactive for a while. Reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brasil. It is Radio Educação Rural in Chefé, Amazonas, August 28th at 2350. And heard again on the 29th. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, the editor, reports CFVP Calgary on 6030, August 26th at 0504, with a comedy routine under Cuban jamming. After Radio Marti is off the frequency, he says it is a rarity here, but that might be a good time to try for it just after 0500. Although Trenton military flight weather is audible during the night on 6754 USB, I'm not hearing it on their daytime frequency, 15034. Even when CHU Canada is audible on 14670, nothing from CHR on 15034, such as August 30th at 1447. Lucio W. Bobrovich in Brazil reports the Chilean station Radio Compañía Worldwide, or RCW, on a new frequency, 3910, August 24th at midnight 19, with Latin music and IDs. Also on August 29th at midnight 46 with orchestral music and Spanish announcements on 3910. He had received a notice from the station about the new frequency. We were previously on 6925 and somewhere in the sevens. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on 6060 parallel 7225, Sichuan PBS 2, China, at 14 UT. He says, happy to find them still with a usual multi-language ID at top of hour, which is Sichuan Minzu Guangbo, Sichuan Ethnic Radio. Causing some consternation, especially in Europe, a message sent to their German listeners on their mailing list from China Radio International that they would be dropping their shortwave broadcast in German as of August 31st. Gerard Kobol forwarded that on to SWLing Post. German would continue available on Internet only. Maurizio Tuzetti replied that the Italian service would also be changing format, changing to music only. However, in German, there was no such announcement to be found on their website, nor to be heard on the air by Kai Ludwig. However, Ivo Ivanov monitored the CRI German service still on the shortwave air the morning of September 1st at 05 to 07 on 17615 and 17720 via East Turkestan, land of imperialist Chaikom genocide. However, the scheduled German broadcast the evening of September 1st will indeed still on the air, but nothing but music. Kai Ludwig says, for how many years do they plan to continue this nonsense? Is it bragging, see we can afford it, or just plain incompetence? Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener suggests maybe they should just delete more languages and start a 24-hour service of music only, even Firedrake. Upon the Isle of Wight, Alan Holder says, I think discontinuing German is a plan to gauge the size of the audience to determine whether it is economic to continue with shortwave. Perhaps they're waiting to see how many listeners write in and complain that the regular programs in German are missing. If they get a lot of responses, they could reinstate German on shortwave. For a long time, of course, the Portuguese service from China has been music only, and Wolfgang Büschel suggests some other languages this could be happening to are Polish, Romanian, and Arabic. Filed under international vacuum, this from Michigan ARE tip sheet. Consumer Reports magazine had an article about how to unsubscribe and delete your personal data from various subscription services. When they got to Sirius XM, they reached the conclusion you cannot delete your account and your data, which if you have a mobile satellite radio in your car, will include everywhere you drive and what you listen to. Yes, you can get them to stop charging you a monthly fee, but only by jumping through a lot of hoops. And even when you do manage to do that, you will continue to be a data point they use for marketing and research. The bottom line, it took Consumer Reports 75 seconds to create a SiriusXM account, and over 43.5 minutes to try to delete the account, just to find out that it cannot be done fully. But if you tune into a station on medium wave, shortwave, or even FM, you're not tracked without your specific consent, and nobody knows what you listen to. 120-meter band is just about vacant of broadcasters for some time, but now one has returned, says Franck Bast, in France. Reactivation of the Sariwan transmitter in North Korea on 2349.39 kHz. Received with a weak signal at 1310 UT via a remote in Japan, parallel to Pyongyang on 3250. Our World of Radio group member in Botswana, Peter Wilson, says 675 in Malawi has been reactivated thanks to a tip from Mauno Ritola. It's the Malawi Broadcasting Corporation in Ekwendeni, listed with 50 kilowatts in the 2020 WRTH, but it was gone from the 2021. They have several other medium wave transmitters, but none this powerful. In the NASPA flash sheet, Ralph Asperi in Illinois reports 9835 RTM Sarawak FM via Peninsular Malaysia, August 24th, before and after 12 UT with Islamic Stuff. Not to be confused with PBS Xinjiang, China, also reported active on that frequency, but of course nothing Islamic from them. Tim Hall in California, who keeps close track of Mexican medium wave developments, forwards a long list of AM frequencies that the government has published as being available for new applications, including a 20 kilowatt station on what is a graveyard frequency here, 1 kilowatt max, 1490, and also 50 kilowatts available in Juarez on 1520. I say that should be interesting for KOKC, which apparently no longer cares about being a 50-kilowatt blaster of Western North America. Tim replies that it would probably be a daytimer, however, and the Juarez market is in turmoil, with most of the Grupo Mega stations still fighting in court to retain their long-expired licenses. If they lose before the auction takes place next March, I speculate that any potential new entrant might be more inclined to buy one or more of the mega stations at salvage prices, rather than going through all the time and expense of building a new station from scratch. About that new clandestine from Myanmar we mentioned last week, Radio NUG for National Unity Government, there have been developments day by day. Something seems to be changing every day about their actual times and frequencies. On Disgraced FB, August 28th, Mike Barraclough says they were going to test 17710 at 1230 UT and 15530 at 1330. But Alan Pennington reported they were actually on 15300 until 1359. But skipping ahead to the latest info as of press time, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports that at 1330 it was very strong into a Vietnam remote on 12,000 kHz via Taiwan, and not on 17710 via Madagascar. However, the 0130 broadcast was on 17710, believed at that time also via Taiwan. That info as of September 2nd. The Media Magazine, you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2102, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ray Lapius in mid-Michigan, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. We were pleased to hear a North American pirate playing classical music. Imagine that. It was Mix Radio International, 6880 USB, UT Tuesday, August 31st, from 0148 all the way until it went off at 0340. Nothing but popular classical music. Let's hope there'll be more to come, as do a number of other listeners commenting at HF Underground. KFAQ 1170, Tulsa, Oklahoma, was supposed to make a major format change from Talk Radio 1170 to The Blitz 1170 AM, that is, sports talk, as of August 23rd, but it didn't happen. Now Brock Whaley forwards a story from allaccess.com that the flip is now scheduled to begin Tuesday, September 7th. On September 1st at 0627, I had a barely audible carrier on 4810, much weaker than the constant Stanag utility noise around 4812. I think it's most likely the last known active shortwave broadcast station on 4810, Radio Logos, in Chasuta, Peru, OAW9A. It was listed in the World Radio TV Handbook, but not at that hour. And there's nothing at its website from missionary headquarters in California, ethnicradio.org, about it being off the air or back on the air. Then the next night, at 0642, it was coming in stronger. I could make out some music on 4810 at 0642, but no idea top of hour 0700. Lower sideband tuning is essential to avoid the interference. Then Brian Clark in New Zealand replies about this. I've heard nonstop music several times over the past week, 29 August from 0723 past 0900. Sounds like contemporary Christian vocals measured 7 hertz below 4810. My guess would be Radio Logos. Besides the Colombian missionary station on 4940, Brian Clark says I discovered a Latin American station at 0859 UT September 2nd on 4939.973. Good signals, co-channel to Colombia. I suspect this is another Peruvian, Radio San Antonio, which was listed in the medium wave offsets group, only 2 hertz away on 4939.971. Ron Howard says SIBC Solomon Islands continues with erratic broadcasting as of September 1st, 5020 at 1200, a usual ID in English and a national anthem, until 1202, but it continued on the air instead of nonstop music with no announcements. There were occasional announcers and pop music past 1410. Too weak to ID, but it was probably, as in past years, from One Talk FM. The previous Sunday, August 29th, they were also on the air past 1410 with nonstop religious music. But Ron is no longer hearing their other frequency before 05 UT 9545. Radio Nacional de España usually broadcasts several synchronized transmitters on the same frequency, with network programming making it hard to tell which one you're actually hearing. However, the number one network, says Mauricio Molano in Spain from September 6th, for the first time will have some local cutaways scheduled when you may be able to determine which station it is. They're 5 minutes long each at 0525, 0645, and 1155 UT. On August 27th at 1946, shortwave from Spain, 15520 was finally modulating. After more than 2 weeks of dead air, it stayed on the air with nothing to be heard. However, on that date, 11940 was off the air completely. Something's always nonsensical at Noblejas. And by Wednesday, September 1st, for the Token English broadcast at 2200, the only frequency which could be heard was 11670. Possibly the rather high frequency for us, 17855, was on the air, but not propagating. Via Mike Terry, a press release from the Digital Migration Working Group in Switzerland says, it had been planned for Switzerland to shut down all FM broadcasters in 2022 or 3, but it has now been decided to delay until 2024. Completing the shutdown as originally planned by 31 December 2024, and VHF radio licenses will also expire. From that date, no programs can be broadcast via FM. Consumers will have more time to change technology. In French-speaking Switzerland, it was not possible to find a sufficient majority for the earlier shutdown. Since a nationwide solution is needed, they decided to return to the original plan until the end of December 2024. Kai Ludwig forwards news from Radio Taiwan International website that the government is launching a new English video platform called Taiwan Plus as of August 30th, Taiwan's first fully English language video platform. Kai suggests that Radio Taiwan International does not even realize they're getting a slap into its face that is promoting video instead of radio. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight replies, "It is noteworthy that Paula Chow, longtime program host over 25 years and coordinator of the English service, has left RTI in August. Another host, Andrew Ryan, who's been with RTI English since 1999, will now be mostly working for Taiwan Plus, but will still be presenting a weekly show on RTI. In Turkey, video is also taking over from audio, yet we still have English on shortwave 9830, September 1st at 2200. They referred, however, to 41 languages available on their website. I tuned in, and it's obviously a soundtrack of television, but without any video. And they were speaking good English, even with American accents, unlike on shortwave, where the announcer was talking about a plunge in the 14th century. I think he was trying to say plague, referring to last week's discussion about opposing new shortwave broadcast applications in the U.S., which are really masquerading as broadcasters, but really using DRM for secret data transmissions. Ken Zicke replies, "Can anyone explain how this is any different from what WINB is already doing with their DRM transmissions? 50% DRM audio and 50% super squirrel secret digital data that is proprietary and not decodable with DRM software that they have never even admitted exists. By the way, I heard what sounds like another of these hybrid DRM broadcasts from WINB when none is scheduled at 0559 UT, September 2nd, between 7370 and 7380. Wiener Worldwide said August 28th that the new tube is on the way. Hope to have the superstition back on at full 500 kilowatts within days. There's only one airing is left on WWCR of that program playing very old recordings of cylinder music, strangely titled The Talking Machine Show, Saturday at 17 to 1730 on 12160. But there's another similar show still on their schedule, as Alan Rowe reminds us, Last Radio Playing, Wednesday at 23 to 24 on 6115. Whenever I checked the last days in August, I found no signal from WEWN in English, 15610 in the afternoons, nor 9385 at night. But the Spanish frequencies are still going, 12050 and 5970. Concerning Hurricane Ida and New Orleans and vicinity, there's a Coast Guard station in New Orleans which might have been useful but proved not to be whenever I checked, NMG. They were talking about conditions in the mid-Atlantic. The frequency anyway, alternating voice with fax, are 8502, 4316, and 12788. It doesn't take a hurricane or a massive power outage to knock WRNO off the air, but they certainly have been off 7505. Would have been less hazardous to transmit from Fort Worth. 50 kilowatt WWL 870 is, of course, the station in New Orleans to hear when there's a disaster. They were off the air shortly after the hurricane hit, August 30th at midnight 42, but back on the air in the next hour. Since then, they seem to have been weaker than usual. They must be operating on generator power, and I wouldn't be surprised, nor would Artie Bigley, if it's only 5 kilowatts. That should be plenty to cover the disaster area, and Skywave is certainly secondary. And there's also been lots of complaints about some strange interference, a whooping sound. It's a malfunctioning Cuban transmitter on the same frequency, presumably coincidentally rather than jamming. Their website, including streaming, seems to have held up. It's at www.odyssey.com/WWL. Not to be confused with Audacity, it's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Of course, a number of other Louisiana stations were off the air, at least temporarily. Alex Ford's ARRL notice of August 31st, FEMA announces HF interoperability activity on so-called 60-meter channels 1 and 2. Between U.S. government and ham radio stations involved in Hurricane Ida emergency communications, in place until the storm is passed and no longer needed, or on September 6th, whichever comes first. Those channels are 5330.5 and 5346.5 USB. They're also available for digital modes. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports hearing KFSG, Roseville, California, 1690 kHz. August 21st at 0745, with continuous orchestral Christmas carols and popular songs after 0800, asking for listener feedback. Actually, it's 4 hertz above 1690. He says, I'm hearing continuous musical variety in our evenings, presumably fill-ins pending new client programs. More reports of Radio Vanuatu still only on 5040. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil, September 1st at 0909, with a fair signal. Ron Howard replies, also heard with religious music September 1st at 1050, and a full ID with frequencies at 1058. And the national anthem, which is titled Yumi Yumi Yumi, at 1100, dead air past 1405, unusual for them not to turn off the transmitter. By then it was interfering with one of the few All India Radio transmitters left on shortwave, Jaipur, 5040. Eastern Sahara Non, actually transmitting from across the border in Algeria, the split frequency 1550 kHz national radio of the SADR, reported by Peter Hawks in England, August 28th at 23 UT at Closedown, with their national anthem. Was inactive in the handbook, but John Hode in the Canary Islands says it's very active now, signing on around 06 UT and off around midnight UT daily. A last-minute, out-of-order reminder from Craig Christ, the mighty KBC switches to 5960 kHz as of September 5th for their midnight to 02 UT Sunday broadcast to North America, replacing their summer frequency 9925, both via Germany. Every so often, someone asks me for advice on choosing a shortwave receiver. But I'm really not the best person for receiver advice, since I have no first-hand experience with current models. There is, however, someone who does extensive reviews. Might even be more info than you're looking for, but I suggest you check out Dave's radio receiver page, Dave Zanto. It's at www.qsl.net/his ham call sign, November Niner Echo Whiskey Oscar, N9EWO. Also, if you have local interference or noise problems, you might want to look into using remote receivers, such as the KiwiNet. It's at kiwisdr.com/public. Links to hundreds of remote receivers around the world. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. ANK NSE is peaking at 12 and 4 September 3rd, 10 and 3 on September 11th. Solar flux declining from 90 September 3rd to 80 by September 6th, and then back up to 90 by the 16th. Everyone, please take care of others and yourself. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2102 with a standard disclaimer.